Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 27. 27.
This just into our newsroom. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
In the night.
Apparently that was another plane.
Seems to say.
An airplane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
All is lost.
There appears to be a gaping hole.
Gone away.
There it goes.
The whole site has collapsed.
The whole building has collapsed.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and a complete collapse.
By the light. She stands.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
We're not going to be cowered by it, that we're not afraid.
Faithful friends.
The freedom-loving nations of the world stand by our side.
Shimmering stars.
Proud to have the red, white, and blue.
Westward wind.
This country will not relent.
Show away.
Think about the families, the children.
To the place.
Freedom itself was attacked, and freedom will be defended.
She is still.
Sense of duty to protect us all.
When all your hopes come crashing down.
steadfast in our determination. The rest of the country now understand who the true defenders are. May the Irish hills caress you. May her lakes and rivers bless you. May the luck of the Irish enfold you. May the blessings of St. Patrick behold you. God bless Ireland, and God bless the United States of America.
She stands.
Now America's embracing a new ethic and a new creed. Let's roll.
The phrase New York's finest and New York's bravest means something now, doesn't it?
This is a time to reflect and be thankful for where we are today.
And through the fire,
we will rebuild New York City.
She stands.
Yet after America was attacked, it was as if our entire country looked into a mirror and saw our better selves.
When evil calls itself a martyr, here we are 20 years later, and look what Joe Biden just did. I can't even wrap my mind around this. He abandoned fellow Americans behind enemy lines. And now the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan will plot, plan, scheme their next attacks on this country, along with ISIS or ISIS-K, Al-Qaeda, and the, you know, all these other networks. 800-941-SHAWN. All of you, I'm sure, remember where you were. I know where I was. We have some poll numbers coming out. I want to give you one in particular. In the state of Georgia, Herschel Walker, who I have personally endorsed, unless it hurts him, then I'll take it back. Herschel Walker is up. He has 76% in the latest Trafalgar poll. That's Robert Kahaly's poll of supporters, Republican supporters for the primary. And I know that there are some people, well, he's not going to win the general election. I'm like, yes, he is. I have every confidence he will. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why. He's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And when he sets his mind to something, I've never seen anybody like him. When he set his mind to being the best football player he could be, look at what he accomplished. When he set his mind to getting in the octagon and the, you know, and doing MMA fighting at his age, I couldn't believe it. And he was great at it. When he sets his mind to doing, you know, 1,500 push-ups a day, 3,000 sit-ups a day, and does it every single day. I mean, that's, and saying, this is why I am a conservative. Let me explain it to you, as he did on this program, as he did on Hannity, the TV program. Anyway, to go over this and some polls about Joe Biden that have just come out, we have Matt Towery, syndicated columnist, also an attorney, and he runs the Insider Advantage polling company, Robert Kahaly of the Trafalgar Group. Both of them correct in their models for 2016 and 2020. I don't think there's any other pollster in America that can say that. Maybe Scott Rasmussen personally. I'm not sure. He was pretty close, I know, in 2016. Anyway, guys, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being with us. Let's go over this Georgia poll because we're looking at the House. Okay, I would argue it's probably easier for Republicans to take control of the House. But if you want to look at a bellwether for 2024, in 2022, Senate races are taking place in Florida, in Georgia, Herschel Walker, in South Carolina, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Ohio, Arizona, Nevada, any other swing states that we want to look at here? And I think it would be a pretty big indicator of what 2024 will look like. Let's start with you, Robert Kahaly. You did this poll on Herschel Walker. I knew he was popular, but that blew me away.
Yeah, absolutely. This poll is a function of name recognition, and it just shows you the advantage Herschel starts with. Before he spends a nickel, he starts at this kind of name ID. This is a major hurdle for the opponent to even get close to him. One of the advantages Trump had was when he ran, everybody knew who he was. So when you can start a race with everybody knowing your name, it's great. And with the positives that go with his name recognition are also a great benefit. This is a great place to start from. It'll be hard to stay there when people start throwing arrows at him. But
what do you mean when they start throwing arrows? They've already been throwing arrows all over the place at him. And I don't think any of it's going to stick either, because Herschel just exudes, you know, kindness, a gentle guy, but a tough guy.
attacking him in the media is one thing, but when they start putting in TV ads and it starts to disseminate more to average people, it'll have some cost. But I think that Herschel, you're right. When they realize what kind of a person he is, some of these are going to be very hollow. But, you know, the other side, obviously, if people voted for Warnock, so they're willing to believe a lot of stuff. So be prepared for it to get tighter in a general election. But I think it's a great place to start, and every advantage, and it's certainly going to help maybe even clear the field a little bit.
Your take on this, Matt Towery. But the funny thing is both of you are from Georgia, know Georgia politics better than any people that I know. Matt Towery, your take, you served in the Georgia legislature, and you also were on the ticket to be lieutenant governor at a time that no Republican was going to win statewide office. I think I might have aged you as maybe an early bird special diner at this point, but I didn't mean any offense by it.
That's all right. By the way,
Robert, it's an inside joke between me and him. I was just so mean to him. That was awful. It was such a low blow.
No, it's totally deserved. I live in St. Petersburg, Florida now, and I like to go eat early, and you seem to always call me right when I'm taking my first bite.
It's like 6 o'clock, and I'm like, you're at dinner? I'll call him at 10, and no, he doesn't pick up. I fell asleep. I didn't see your call. I'm like, what time do you go to bed, 7:30?
Well, I'll stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning or 3, Sean, so, you know, it is.
It's actually 3 or 4, but who's counting?
Yeah, exactly. So a Georgia race for Herschel Walker, he starts with so many advantages, as Robert has already alluded to. He has this great name ID. He has a large number of people who still remember what he did for the state of Georgia, putting Georgia football really on the map with Coach Vince Dooley. So I do believe these numbers are totally correct. What I think has been the most stunning thing about Herschel Walker running, Sean, is how the Republican establishment has tried every way in the world to stop him. Here you have a candidate with natural name ID who does a great job on television, who's a statewide hero, and instead of embracing him, they've done everything but throw the kitchen sink at him. A lot of these political insiders in Georgia, Republicans, and I might admit also some of the national Republicans who are supposed to be trying to help elect someone to the U.S. Senate. So not only does he have to fight CNN, the AJC, the Associated Press, but he's got to get over his own Republican Party that can't recognize they have a gift in their hand and they won't take advantage of it.
You know, I mean, that is the most amazing thing. Quick break. More with our pollsters on the other side. Matt Towery, Robert Cahaley, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls next half hour. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Oh, I'm going to tell you about a Tunnel to Towers Foundation, their benefit concert commemorating what happened on 9/11/2001. If, in fact, you get some time, you want to go out and have a great time, we'll tell you all about it.
America will never forget. Forget. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
As we continue, our pollsters, Matt Towery, Robert Cahaley of the Trafalgar Group, join us. All of these states are going to matter, and we'll see. I get the feeling, Reagan famously said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? The answer was overwhelming hell no. We're not better off. And now the question is, after 8 months of Joe Biden, can you name a single thing that he's done that's worked? Because Robert Cahaley, I cannot. The more recent poll that you have done with Trafalgar, I mean, when you have, you know, confidence or no confidence in one party or another, and Joe Biden in the survey here, I mean, not confident at all in his handling of Afghanistan. That's okay. 83% total. When you say not confident at all, which is 74%, not very confident, 8.7%. That's 83%. You don't get consensus like that in polls very often.
No, you really don't. And there's a growing consensus. It's like, there was a separation for a while where Biden was a little more personally popular than his policies, but he has sunk down and met those policies at this point after taking such so many hits with Afghanistan. And, you know, I mean, if he keeps going at this rate, he could be less popular than Kamala Harris soon.
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine that's in a similar business, in the focus group business, actually did a focus group. There's still a perception that Joe is a nice guy, but he's really cognitively deficient. That was the headline out of that. And I'm like, why are people believing he's such a nice guy, but he just doesn't know what the hell he's doing? You know, I don't even think that's the right question to ask. Is he up to the job? How is he performing? You know, grade him on the economy, grade him on immigration, grade him on energy, grade him on the inflation, grade him on Afghanistan. And I don't see one area. I'd gladly tell you if I saw one that Joe Biden, where I look at and say he's done a good job. I don't see it, Matt.
Well, I'll tell you who he's doing a good job for. He's doing a good job for the people in the White House and behind the scenes who want this country to radically change very, very quickly. And he's a perfect conduit for them to implement anything they want to implement. And they're doing it day after day after day. Now, the American people obviously don't like it. His polling numbers are low, and I would submit to you that if you had more pollsters who actually poll accurately in this country, his approval rating would be closer to about 41, between 39 and 41, and not even float anywhere near the mid-40s. But we don't have that in this country. We only have a few, Robert being one of the other ones who does. And so we know that this president is not resonating with the public. He's losing that suburban vote that he picked up in the 2020 election. He's certainly galvanizing the Trump vote against him. And I think you're going to see some movement even among some demographics that normally support Democrats who are not going to like this government overreach, because now it's overreaching right to them, including the new mandate with regard to the vaccine.
Well said. Now, we're going to put the Trafalgar poll with the Convention of States Action Committee on Hannity.com. We'll tweet it out also if you're on at Sean Hannity at Twitter. Even Democrats think that Biden's withdrawal has made it more likely that we'll see another 9/11 style terror attack. More Democrats think it's more likely. That's a disaster, but we'll put the entire poll up on Hannity.com. Matt Towery, thank you. Robert Cahaley, Trafalgar, thank you. 800-941-SEAN is our number.
Driving the liberals nuts. Sean Hannity is back on the radio right now.
All right, listen, there is 25 now to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll get to your calls in a minute. First, I want to remind everybody, if you're in the New York area, there is a Tunnel to Towers Foundation benefit concert commemorating the 20 years since the 9/11 attacks at the Trade Center. And anyway, they have an incredible concert for, you know, I always quote our friend, the CEO, founder of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Ziller, who's been on this program. We're going to honor our fallen soldiers in a truly reverent way and remember what happened on September 11th and our many great heroes, including my own brother, Stephen, who paid the ultimate sacrifice that day. Anyway, it's a tribute benefit concert and, you know, sponsored Home Depot Foundation, GMC, Verizon. Thanks to all of them. iHeart stations around the country will be carrying it, and a lot of great people are going to be associated with this. All proceeds will benefit the foundation. They provide mortgage-free homes to injured vets, first responders, Gold Star families. And the great thing is, if you're in the New York area and you have nothing to do this weekend, well, guess what? It's happening. We're going to play this song now. I love it. The video is phenomenal. I Drive Your Truck, powerful song by Lee Brice.
Cents in the ashtray, half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard, that dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all right. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.
Video to it. Lee Bryce, I watched your rise. I was a huge fan from day one. And I'm now watching your career. I've watched your career take off. I'm not watching it. I mean, it's now been a while. And I've never had a chance to talk to you, never had a chance to meet with you. And then I see you doing this benefit concert. And my only problem is I can't go this weekend, which really sucks because I'd love to be there with you and out in the crowd and just having fun with you. You got a great lineup of stars that are going to be joining you, which is incredible also, and a real tribute to you. And, you know, you have people like, for example, Journey, the Chainsmokers, the Steve Miller Band, John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival, Ann Wilson of Heart. You got our friend Lee Greenwood. I can't even name everybody. And you got surprise guests, too. Let's talk about how you got involved with Tunnel to Towers. I mean, the whole story, I mean, first of all, we all know what a great organization this is. And, you know, we all know Frank Siller. We know about his brother, Steven, who paid the ultimate sacrifice that day. How'd you get hooked up with him? He's a great guy.
Well, through my management and being at a show, actually, recently, Frank and I got to meet. Whenever I got to really hear Frank's story and, you know, talk to him, and he actually reached out. And I get to, you know, he's been doing his 500-mile walk to commemorate. And he's going to finish up that walk on Saturday. And I get to kind of do his last leg with him. And so, really honored to be a part of that and to be a part of the Stars and Strings, and it's going to be really, really cool at the rooftop, the Pier 17, and it's going to be Darius Rucker there, Zach Brown Band, Chris Young, and so it's, instead of a regular concert, though, it's going to be what we call a, you know, an end around or a writer's round, and so, or a guitar pool, and so this is going to be so special because, you know, this is a way to be able to hear the song, the songwriters and the singers, and the stories behind the songs in a broken down kind of way. And so, it's really cool to get back to those roots, but man, it's just honestly just an honor to be a part of, anything like this. And this is especially really cool, Tunnel to Towers, man, just the story behind it. So good to be behind it and, just be a part of it is just an honor.
All the proceeds will benefit the foundation. They provide mortgage-free homes to injured vets, first responders, Gold Star families with young children. As part of their Smart Home program, they host programs such as the Fallen First Responder Home Program, the Gold Star Family Home Program. You mentioned the annual Tunnel to Towers 5K, which retraces Stephen Siller's final steps, his brother's final steps. And Frank is walking 500 miles through six states from D.C. to Lower Manhattan in the Never Forget National Walk, a special commemoration of, you know, the 20th anniversary. And I can't believe it's been 20 years since 9/11. And you being a part of this makes it even extra special. And the group of people that are performing with you makes it extra special. And we're going to put all the details up on my website, Hannity.com. You got to be grateful that, I mean, so happy to be out in front of a crowd again. I'm sure it's been a rough year for you.
Yeah, you know, the last, going on 2 years now even, you know, time flies. It's been rough, but the last 6-8 weeks we've been hitting it again, and there's been, it's been really amazing to be back out, you know, to see faces and hear voices singing back to you. That energy has just been, you know, that's what we live for. You know, we live to write music. It inspires and gets people out there moving and moving in some way. And this should be a really special show, just a little different than people are used to seeing. But most of the times they come out of these kinds of shows going, man, that's one of the coolest things they've seen because they've never seen anything like it.
It's at the rooftop, Pier 17. It's in New York City, and you can get tickets. We'll put the link on Hannity.com. And
We really appreciate you being with us, and I wish I could make it with you, but next time you're in town, I promise I will. You could just go to T2T.org, click on the donate, send a New York fire, a city firefighter, whoever it happens to be. It's just T2T.org and 911day.org, all right? And anyway, we appreciate everything that you're doing, and thanks so much for being with us. Lee Bryce, can't wait to see you out on the road.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Right, you know what? Hey, it's good to talk to you, and we'll have to do it again soon.
Big fan. Thank you. 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. All right, let's say hi to, let's say hi to Tricia in Texas on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Tricia?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Glad you called.
Thank you. I'm doing better now. My husband and I recently had COVID, and it was a very scary experience. I was afraid that I might get it because, and I'm a candidate that can't have the vaccine. So I wanted to be proactive, and I reached out to my doctor, my primary care doctor, and asked what the treatment plan would be for me. And she said, there is no treatment plan. You are, you take over-the-counter medication unless and until you need hospitalization. Well, that didn't sit well with me, so I tried to scope out, you know, other possibilities. Well, I got COVID early August, and I contacted the frontline doctors, and fortunately they provided medication, but I had difficulty getting my medication filled at the pharmacy. It was called in on the 14th of August. We didn't get it until the 20th. Our condition deteriorated rapidly. We did get part of the order from the pharmacy, and that I think that helped somewhat, but we didn't get the ivermectin until the 20th. Wow. When we got it, you know, it was a very bad situation. Our blood oxygen was in the 80s. We were really sick, and when we took the ivermectin, 2 days later, we were on our road to recovery, and I knew I was going to make it. But, Sean, I'll tell you.
By the way, you're not taking the horse dewormer. Ivermectin.
No, I'm
You're
not.
Taking the one this that won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2015, ivermectin,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The one that is designed and prescribed to human beings, that one. I'm just making sure.
And it works for me. It worked for me. And I'm not anti-vaccine at all. I'm anti-mandate vaccine. But, I if people want it, I want them to have it. But there are a lot of people who can't have it. And Sean, I just have to say, had it not been for our daughter fighting for us to get this medication out of the pharmacy, we wouldn't have gotten it. Because when you're that sick, you can't be your own advocate. You have to have someone supporting you and helping you. And had we not had her, she went up to the doctor's office to make sure that they got the prescription into the pharmacy. They showed her the record that they did, and then they gave her a hard copy prescription. She took it to the pharmacy. Only then did they fill the ivermectin. She later went back to the pharmacy with a card, a thank you card to them, and wrote some Bible passages in the card, and said, because they decided the day after that they filled our prescription that they would no longer fill ivermectin, she went up there, gave them that card, and asked him to please do the right thing. That's
you know, I will tell you my personal choice, and I've listened to doctors trained at Harvard, doctors trained at Yale. We've had them on this program, doctors with varying points of view. The one thing I don't like is doing nothing. And that's what a lot of states have been doing. Oh, you test positive, do contact tracing, go home, isolate yourself from your family. And, if you get a fever, take 2 Tylenol extra strength and get your fever down. And if your oxygen level at some point drops to 90 or below, you need to probably go to an emergency room. Problem with that is by the time you get to that point where your oxygen starts to drop, that means your lungs have been severely damaged already. A lot of the damage has been done. And the issue of mitigating the impact of the virus, that is where the therapeutics, I mean, it says so much that for the first time, you know, we have Joe Biden. It was almost a year ago Donald Trump got Regeneron, and that is the monoclonal antibodies, and Eli Lilly has a version of it. And he only mentioned it for the first time yesterday. And I know so many people that have used that. That to me is the gold standard. Well, from what I've seen, I'm not a doctor. Consult with your doctor. But,
Absolutely.
But I like the idea of being a proactive medicine versus, oh, Well, I see your oxygen's in the 70s. We're going to put you on a ventilator. Hang on.
Yes, and that's what it felt like we were waiting to have happen, had we done nothing. But, you know, I'm not the kind of person that is going to do nothing. And, like, again, fortunately, I had my daughter helping us. And I want to share something with you. My daughter and I started an Instagram page just a little while ago because we filmed a video going into more detail of what exactly happened. And if it's okay, I'd like to share it. It's at COVID Empowered on Instagram. We're going to be uploading that video to tell people what happened to us and what they can do to be proactive. And so, because this, we're in this together. We have to fight for our lives right now. And I'd like to help as many people as I can.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just urge people, please talk to the professionals that know. And by the way, if your doctor is not one that knows a lot about this, you know, seek out other doctors, other opinions. Maybe some you'll agree with, maybe some you'll disagree with, but this is where doing your own research and educating yourself really matters.
Yes, and making choices about your care. I mean, it is our bodies. We should be able to make choices about our care.
Oh, this isn't about freedom, though, we were told yesterday, Tricia. Quick break. We'll come back. More of your calls. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Let's get back to our phones. All right, Frank in Pennsylvania, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Frank, glad you called. We only have about a minute. It's all yours.
All right, Sean. As soon as 9/11 happened, I couldn't listen to music. I had to listen to news on AM radio, and I listened to 1010, 660, listening for survivors, updated news. And I came upon this talk radio host in the afternoon. I listened for like 10 minutes, never listened to talk radio before, and I kept listening to news. The next day, I came upon you again, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? He's right on. He's saying everything that I think. And the next day, I found myself looking for you on the radio, and I noted what time it was and what station, and that was my beginning of listening to talk radio 20 years ago, tomorrow.
You know, I've been in radio 33 years. This week, it's our 20th anniversary. I don't really like to talk about it, to be very honest, in light of what tomorrow means to me.
Right.
You know, we played Michael W. Smith, There She Stands. Where do you see the musical version tonight? You're going to want to record it that we put together. And it takes me back to that day, to that time. And, you know, there was some amazing unity that it came out of that evil. You know, the best in people came out as a result of some of the worst in humanity. You know, and it's sad, you know, and here we are 20 years later and we just abandoned our fellow Americans in Afghanistan. I can't wrap my mind around it.
Yeah, I don't think there'll ever be another 9/12 again. Everybody united like they were.
Yeah, great. That's such a good point. I'm glad you found me, Frank. I'm glad you stuck with me, and I'm gonna work hard every day to keep you as a listener. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks, Sean.
800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.